Siki ni jintala mene pa yanta pa zoba sanje ji gomba nubo ju drupar sa, drupar je. Te yi che to tambe chu lo tu san gom sum je, zumbar sa wo nyan pa samba san jun cho to, tog ji vongo de tang de sen par cha.
So it is for the sake of beings who are countless in number as space is limitless in extent, that the precious level of complete and perfect Buddhahood, which transcends the extremes of conditioned existence and pacification, is to be accomplished. And in order to do so, one must exert oneself in the pursuit of listening, reflecting, and meditating. And with this as the aim and procedure in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the resolve towards enlightenment, the bodhicitta.
Tikpa chenpu lo la monlam te hendo kar chenpu re.
So within the Mahayana way of doing things, the aspiration prayer or wishing prayers are of great importance.
Deya tikpa chenpu lo la teni karpa chami som dan den da som ju suni so la suena ju cho sa go gre san ju sem be jue ba jie go gre tene te tar jie ba la mo na de kar chen bu.
So within the Mahayana context, it is necessary to gather the accumulations for three limitless kalpas, or for seven limitless kalpas, or even for 37, and to engage in the pursuits of the Bodhisattva for that time period. And in order to be able to accomplish that, it is important to be able to avail oneself of the power of wishing prayers.
Deyam, you think Karasana? Jeva therap koin to la dhamma ye tiin zangpo thupa tang. Tiin te la, tini dikpa simchin la nepa le pang te, tini simchin la phenpa le sepa la sopa te yang, mwenla la ra lepa.
So within this context then, to be able to continuously achieve a birth, a suitable birth as a human being or a god, life after life, and as well as being able to avoid negative actions which harm others, and accomplishing positive actions which are to the benefit of others, all of this depends on one's aspiration or wishing prayers. So from among the various level of teachings, the teachings that have been given regarding aspirational prayers include the one which Rinpoche will explain today, namely the aspiration, aspiring to noble pursuits.
Bhardha geva, thamar geva somre, tela thomar geva le jatung zevare, le si jute tangbutung, thomar geva le jatung, bhardha geva,
sungi dangpung, le de sungi dangpung,
le jatung tangbutere, le jatung, thomar geva, ya thomar geva, bhardha geva yongtungre, thamar geva yogtungre. That Tomar gave a late to once get late, Tangbosig. Go now. Padda gave a the younger tonze. Manam young winter, such a. Tamar gave a yogaton. Tamar gave a the Manam Kanga Zondovaka. Yogaton to something.
So there are, then in the explanation of this, one could present the outline of it in terms of three. Stages, the stage which is good at the beginning, stage which is good in the middle and the stage which is good at the end. And the first one refers to the introductory message. The second one refers to the message connected with the main body of the text. And third is the message conveyed in the concluding parts of the text.
Tangbula. Tangbo deta thomar gyavare. Thomar gyava sache tangbula manlanjan tsin tang yursa. Lotsavan yursa nyeri.
So then the that which is good in the beginning, the message conveyed in through the opening sections of the text include the meaning of the title of the aspiration prayer itself, as well as the translator's homage.
Tele tangbo thomar geva tsinje tona jagar ke to arya bada sarya trana dana ranza ye savasong de ta peke to te peke to jona arya arya ne peke to jagar ke to arya ne peke to papa bada ne zangbo sarya ne jopa trana dana manam ranza ne jarpo de papa zangbo jopa manam je jarpo si.
So then, from from the language deriving from India, the title of the text is presented as follows: Arya Bhadra Sarya Tana and Dana Raja. And in Tibetan, it's Papa Sambo Chupe Minlamji Gyalpo. And to relate these two titles to each other, the Arya from the Sanskrit title relates to the Padma from the Tibetan, which means elevated or noble. The Bhadra in the Sanskrit goes with Sangpo, meaning excellent. The Sarya goes with Chupa, meaning pursuit or endeavor or deeds. And Tranidana goes with Munnam, meaning aspirational prayer, and the Raja goes with Jalpo, meaning king. So it's the aspiring to noble pursuits, the king of noble prayers. Aspiring to excellent pursuits, the king of noble prayers.
Then the Pakpa Sijide Karasana, Pakpa Sijide Sosuchi Sali, Pakpa, Dembang Munsum the Tonga, to Mount Tatasana, Tipa Chimbo Tatasana, Tini, Tongban Yunsum the Tonga, Kanzaka Dame, but a Chuja Dame, but Munsum the Tonga, then I will lump Papa Sigi.
So then, in using this word Pakpa, or lofty, elevated, or noble, what this refers to is elevated above the level of an ordinary being, someone who is able to directly see the truth, that is to say, in the context of the teachings which are at the common level of the Mahayana, this would mean being able directly to realize the emptiness of the two forms of self that are associated with the individual as well as the self-entity associated with phenomena. So the direct understanding, direct realization of these, one who has the direct realization of these is referred to as noble.
Tene zangbo ne jarse sanju simpe chobare.
And the term excellent here refers to the pursuits engaged in by the bodhisattvas.
जैसे सांचु सिंबिचो का दिजंबो इन बिजिम सिंह कर रहे से ना थोमा पार्टा थमा सुंगला जो पाते ये भी जी जो पाको ना इन बिसे ना तूने तादो जंबो रे
So it is called excellent because the pursuits of a bodhisattva are excellent in all contexts, both at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end, and is therefore genuinely excellent.
Tene nyeban jorje sata ya zambo chepe malam teni jake ni poke de jorbe kapso ten lo tsawa nam jin jo sa ze pare pa pan jambri yoner jorba la sa sa lo ki jambyen sa sa
So then the second point of the outline deals with the translator's homage, and so this refers to the work done by the translators in converting from the Sanskrit to Tibetan, and as a prelude to this, they offered a supplication or prostration to the noble being, the youth Manjushri.
Ta nipa padagava yonga tongre. Nipa yonga tonga, padagava yonga tonga. Mulan drupa jo sajangaramba. Mulan drupa jo sajangaramba te yena denjukone to sakbatang. Mujhe mana jarabi jebar ke batan, ji phayon ten be yog do batan somne.
So then, under the second main division of the outline, that which is good in the middle, refers to the actual body of the text, and this the actual opus is divided into three sections. The one which treats of the various stages to be trained in, so the various stages of the training in collecting the merit which serves as the cause for accomplishing one's wishing prayer. So that's the first point. To say it again, the various stages, the seven stages which are required in accumulating the merit which serves as a cause for accomplishing or fulfilling one's wishing prayer is the first subdivision. The second subdivision is the various sections of the main body of the text itself. And the third is the postscript or the concluding remarks.
Tele tangbo tamunan drupe jo cho sapala yena dunye banani tangbo yena dunye nani tangbo sansavare sansava tela dor temba tang jebari keba nile tangbo dor temba ne Jini sota sojin jikdina tuso mikikwa mei singe kun. Da ki malu teda tamje la luta ngayi tamme sa jeo ki sabasongke.
So under the first of these subdivisions, namely that which provides the cause for fulfilling one's wishing prayer, namely the accumulation of merit which is done through the seven branch prayer, So among the seven branches of this accumulation of merit, the first is the prostration. So the prostration is described in two sections, in two parts, one of them being a brief presentation of the prostration, the second being the expanded explanation of it. And under the first, the brief presentation of the prostration, the text itself says as follows, for those who midst the ten directions' world's complexity, are men who all with lion strides have crossed the triple times. I, for each and all of these, without the least omission, bow down with body, speech, and mind in earnest supplication.
Tela tangbo, jini tang, sada nite, dikabso, tikti soso hakogundo. Jini hepe, tayepe, kinkanji kuepa la kogoyere. Tayepe, kinkanji kuepa, jini isi.
So the first word in the Tibetan here is the jinyi, which was translated as complexity, and what that refers to is the complexity of the cosmos, the arrangement of the various domains of the cosmos stretching throughout space. So these domains are referred to as Buddha domains, and there are both pure and impure Buddha domains which stretch throughout the reaches of space without any end, without any limit, without coming to an end, to a border, this is the full extent of the Buddha realms.
Tene mata bi kente sanje namje semjin jeton kangde sepne semjin jeton kangde sepe ye te mata bi kente penan zambelena sanje penne chujun koloko varwa tena.
So the impure domains then, what are they? They are that which serves as the base, provides the foundation for Buddha's benefiting beings. So for example, one example of an impure domain would be this world, which served as a stage on which the Buddha could benefit beings by turning the wheel of the Dharma.
Tene sada jini sada si jute sanje ji hengi koi pan ta ye ba sungba te suku sungba re se na tene sanje namji sungba re ma to yenda kaha kogu ma re sanje namji sungba.
So in the Tibetan sudat, which was just translated as those who, refers, what it means is those who have the ability to teach or explain the intricacy or the complexity of the cosmos. And who are they who can explain that? Are the Buddhas. There is no one else who has the insight to be able to explain what's going on in the complexity of the universe.
Sanje teyang, sanje teyang, so jun jikti na, so jun jikti je kana, dusom hikpa senyondu, depa la sanje pep senba, hikpa hik senba, maungpa la hikpa rinjorwa, tanda pep yinpe, dusom je, dusom hikpa na, dusom de hikpe, sanje, Sanje nam sanje namje songbare sanje tamje ji songbare ma do sanje kahe ke yang keng ko ba song kahe ke ma song ba ten da wo ma re sanje tamje ji songbare mei singe koin si je te de ji re singe te ni ji ji si ji cho tamje se je no ji kan le je kwa ma ba de ye do de ne devar ke kwa nam Tanda chinchin tamche seji nomba se na mayi singe se mayi singe kuen ta su songpa re se na sobjin jik ting jik khaan na du somje devar hikpa mayi singe kuen ju songpa re sanje tamche ju songpa re se hinga kuen pa te
So the next part of the text word by word explained is the sobchui jikten na midst the worlds of the ten directions. So it's all world systems going in every direction, which are defined as being ten directions. Not only are we looking at the spatial dimension here, but also the temporal dimension, because it also is all Buddhas from the three times, those who have appeared in the past, those who are manifesting in the present, and those who will come in the future, they are the ones who are able to explain the layout of the universe. And it's not that some of them explain it and some don't, but all of them, without exception, have this insight and ability to and actually do explain the layout of the worlds. And the Tibetan language has Mi Senge Kun, all the lions of men, literally, is a poetic phrase indicating through the image of a lion that the Buddhas have a quality of outshining all others. They are not intimidated by anyone whatsoever, but are the topmost, foremost among beings. And again, it is not just some of the Buddhas, but all of them who have this quality of complete intrepid activity, demonstrating the secrets of the universe.
Tene nyen tu ta rang sanje tang sanju sanpa namji sanje je hengge kwe pa songpa te yi ji sun rang te te la ten te songpa ra ma to nyen tu dra chomba rangja dra chomba sanju sanpa namje sanje je songge ji sun mandang bar rang tok je he togo yo mare ta ye pe hengge kwe pa na
So the Shravaka Arhats, as well as the Pratyeka Buddha Arhats and the Bodhisattvas, do not have the ability to explain or to elucidate the inmost workings of the universe of their own power, or as their own creation. What they are able to do is to explain this independence on the explanation given by the Buddhas. So following the explanation as given by the Buddhas themselves, then the Shravaka Pratyeka Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are able to explain it, not due to their own insight.
Dākī kīpa kāpso, dī kāpso, sārvā pō rāng tēmbārī, sīkāntuwa dākī, mālū tētā tham jē lā, sōp jū tū sōm jē, sāng jē, dēvarī kēkpā, mālū pā, lūpā mēpā tham jē, mālū tētā tham jē lā, lūtā ngāyī tāmē sā jē wō, Lu kubhe tamo, nga kubhe tamo goni, tene sansarva chik yopa. Ye tamo goni sa jau. Tanda lunga ye som tamo, tam kubha chimpu goni sa jau. Lunga ye som kubha goni sansarva.
So then the next two lines say, Tagi, I, referring to the one who is performing the prostration, and who is it the prostration performed for is for all of the victors, and the victors themselves then are mentally visualized to be directly present, and oh, sorry, no, I skipped. That's not in this one. So, one, I am bowing for how many of the victors? Is for all of them, with no omissions. No omissions meaning there are none left out. So for all, without exception, one bows with clarity of mind, with earnesty in one's mind, and one bows with body, speech, and mind. So one bows physically, one prostrates through one's expressions, or the expressions that one uses, one's speech, and also through one's intentions or attitudes. So one bows both physically with one's speech and also mentally.
Yeji sa naga sa dan somle tangbo luji sa ne zangbo jepe monlan top da ki jarwa tam ji yiji ngun som to heng durni lurap to ba ye jarwa koin la rab do san ta lo hi sa
som. So then the second way of presenting the prostrations is in the expanded explanation of it, and that includes the explanation of the prostration with the body, the prostration with the mind, and the prostration with speech, through speech. And of these, then the first, the physical prostration, is described in the verse as follows. In the spirit of aspiring to noblest pursuits, before all victors, mentally, directly in their presence, by bowing with as many bodies as atoms in the cosmos, I bow in utter deference to each and every victor.
Zangbu chöpa de karresa na tande kapsa san sarikin kyapsun do yorwa kyavyor nam je zangbu yentin la rab do tepe goni tene monan je to ta ka koine lang de monan de pare kulong da wat kyavyor kyavyor san je dan san ju samba nam je yentin la rab do tepa tan tepe chokji tene tepe goni manan tape manan je topje goni langde.
So the first line of this then says in the spirit of aspiring to excellent pursuits, and word by word then this would refer to that in the spirit of means having as one's motivation the aspiration to the excellent pursuits of those who constitute the object of refuge. So the object of refuge are the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and because or by the power of one's faith for their qualities, which are demonstrated in their deeds, one aspires to that level, and in that spirit, with that as the motivation, one presents or engages in this wishing prayer.
Sanje tang, Sanjo sambat nam je, yendon zepe, zangbu choypa la rabda tepe gone, tene malanta na, malante yabundotu.
So what that means then, that if one has the aspiration towards the excellent pursuits, if one aspires to the excellent pursuits of the object of refuge, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, who through their pursuits are able to benefit others, then due to the power of one's faith in connection with that aspiration, one will be able to actually fulfill the wishing prayer.
Tene chetara san sarva chone jarva tamche de yele jarve jarva sichete de yele jarve jarva se nyomom bdo pong bdo lai pe de chebda ke de ye ye tene sanje nam de yele jarva de ye chombam de yele jarva de ye pambar je pare Do you get pambar and zet, do you yell a jarvin and java set? Do you yell a jarvin and java?
Then do she mean the
new mom but do? New mom do? New mom and the new mom but do? Pum but do? Fly pay do? Keep back the
pumpung I do.
Pumpung, pum but do, second. New mom but do? Pum but do? Fly pay do? Chibdaka doise. Lai poi doise jita karasana tsendi deji jinawa nawa la hinjin chakpa la lai poi doise. Lai poi doi rang lai poi mara. Tsendi deji jinawa la hinjin chakpa la lai poi doise.
No.
Takoson.
Tene pompe doide pompongare.
Pompongare. Nyo momba tanyo da nyenyo. Pompe doi pompongare. Yaba? Then, life do it 10 day, the tea like hinging chakra. Life person, they were like hinging in the day. Then, it just don't like it. Then, life do it again. Chebdaka do it again, Cheva. Cheva Namdore. Cheva like Candice Jarin, Cheva Namdole, and they on the tin in Cheva Yamare. Do you kill it, Jar? Oh, yeah.
So then the next words from the text say, or present the way in which one does the prostration. So the way of prostrating is, first of all, that the prostration is directed towards all the victors. And what is meant by the victors means those who are victorious over the four demons. And the four demons are the demon of the kleshas, or the disturbing emotions, the demon of the skandhas, or aggregates, the demon of the son of the gods, and the demon of the lord of death. So the first one refers to the disturbed states of mind, or afflicted emotions, which function as a demon, have a demonic influence on the mind. The second one are the five aggregates or constituents of personality. The third one is called the son of the god, but it doesn't refer to a god's son, but it's a name, it's a poetic, allegorical name for one's attachment to the pleasures and enjoyments of this life. The attachment to pleasures and enjoyments in this life is a demon, because due to it, one's mind gets distracted, and because of that, then a lot of sufferings occur, and therefore it's called a demon to be overcome. And then the fourth one, it's called the demon of the lord of death, which means the demonic influence exercised over us by the concept of death. So to conquer that would mean that one overcomes the thought of death. One comes to understand that in actuality there is no death.
Change Namdang namdang re chenje namdang tele yenda yang phajang mang bu yare pe na sangje se na tanda jarwa se de duje le jarwe jarwa sangje se na thorpa sang kin khirap je ba ko devo se na sangje se kar se ro na duje le jarwe sangje le jarwa se na sangje kar re sangje se je de thorpa sang kin khirap je ba thorpa malu pa se kin tene khirap Jepa la, Jepe Sanje Sigur. Rava, then Ravo Sanje and Sinje Namdang la, Jepa Madava Soso Yover. In a turned out to go in. Sanje and Sinje Namdang.
So one encounters in the text many different names, such as the victors, the the victors, those who have found the passage to bliss, and the and Buddha.
Buddha.
And these are all synonyms, but. So many synonyms were presented because it opens out different perspectives on how to understand the Buddha. So if one uses a term like the victors, then it provides the perspective of seeing them as victorious over the four demons. If one calls them the Buddhas, this word in Tibet means those who have awakened and blossomed, or awakened and developed. And what that refers to is those who have wakened from all delusion and have developed knowledge, higher knowledge. So all of these different names are used, and they are synonymous, and in the final analysis come down to the same meaning.
Mm. Jarva Tamji Yijungan Sonto, Hippocapso Tamji, Sijutu Soju Tuson Je Jarva Tamji Yijungan Sonto, Mikti San Sarva Yorto, Munson the Mikti, Munson the Yopar Gomnes, then Sansikur.
So then, the to continue with the line, then the Tamche, all, refers to all of the victorious ones in the 10 directions and the 3 times as the object of the prostration. And the way in which one prostrates is mentally, so in one's mind, one visualizes them as being directly and immediately present in front of one.
Henge duni lurap tu pa ye hippocapso ta ranka lu dote tang da nyamba togu per temba. Teda riri tundo. Henge duni lurap tu pa ye. Tan dundo dundo munsum de yopar mepe sanje teda riri dundo. So, if you dor je trang da nyam pe trang je nye pa teni je so ju henge dor je nye pa teni je trang da nyam pa tor te tor se je da ta mikta zo de san se goya.
So then the following words then say that one bows with as many bodies as there are atoms in the cosmos. What this means then as a visualization is that one visualizes that in front of each of the victors of the 10 directions and 3 times, one bows with as many bodies as there are atoms in the whole universe.
Okay. Tandona. Sansaru yor, doendo sob to do some just Sanjenum yogure, Sanjenum yogur samte, Sanje re la, Sanje re re la so ju dor je tang chi ni ba te ni da nyam be lu tor te san sa sanje re re la ganga la nyam bo mare re re la ji ping je kan je dor je tang da nyam ba lu tor te san
sa. So what this means then is that one visualizes all of the victors from the 10 directions and the 3 times as being present in front of oneself, and one bows to them, not all en masse, not all together in a group, as it were, but one visualizes that before each and every one of them separately, one bows with as many bodies as there are atoms in the entire universe.
Mekbe goni jarva, jarva koyna, sanje koyna, devar kiba koyna, rabdu sansala.
So visualizing in this way, one bows in earnest supplication to all of the victors, to each and every Buddha, to each of those who has found the passage into bliss.
Taniba yeji sansava. Yeji sansava ne durchi tenna durni sanje nam sanje seji unu yobata tetar chuji yin nam malupar tamche jarvata ka kamar miki sabson.
So then the second part of this expanded explanation then deals with the prostration with the mind, and is described in the text as follows. Within a single atom, within a single atom's scope, as many Buddhas rest as there are atoms, each of them encircled by his heirs. Each of such as these, throughout the reaches of phenomena, devoutedly I contemplate, is filled with victorious ones.
Durji tengna, durni sanje nam, ta sobjin jikdin ye kam, sanje ji hienge, dor tarap jik teng do, jikdin ye khan je, dor je changdang nyambe, sanje gongore se. Dorje ke tendo. Dorje ke tendo, jikten je kanje dorje changda nyamba, nyambe sanje nam yupar gombul.
So then within the circumference of a single atom, there are as many Buddhas as there are atoms in the entire universe. So this means that given all of the atoms in all of the worlds in the 10 directions, there are as many Buddhas as those number of atoms in each and every single atom.
Sanje se jivun yoga ta ta dorje ke teno tena sanje ji khen ka do ta nyam pa sanje nam yopar sande sanje re re la Sanje se jivun yoga ta se du sanje re re la tene kor sanjo sembe cho je kurwe un yoga sanjo sembe cho dan je pa sanje re re la sanjo sembe ko je kurwe sambo.
So not only is it such that within each and every atom there are as many Buddha realms as there are atoms in the entirety of the cosmos, but also surrounding each of those Buddhas is a retinue of Buddha's heirs, the Bodhisattvas.
So,
So the word in the text saying devotedly I contemplate refers to the fact that for an ordinary being it's very difficult to relate to such a visualization of all within each and every atom, all of the Buddha realms being present and each of the Buddhas in each of those realms being surrounded by a retinue of bodhisattvas. So for an ordinary being, this is a very difficult state of devotion or devotional conviction. So the next word in the Tibetan says detar, which means like that, referring to the description of the visualization just given, in which one conceives of each and every atom of the entire universe as containing as many Buddhas and Buddha realms as there are atoms in the entirety of the universe, each of the Buddhas being surrounded by a retinue of bodhisattvas. And so that's on the microcosmic level within each atom that is going on. On the macrocosmic level, this process extends as far as the reaches of phenomena, as is put, or the Dharma Dhatu, which just as space has no end or has no border, has no outer border, similarly, the end, there are within each of the atoms in that expanse as many Buddhas and Buddha realms as there are atoms in the entire collection, and around each of surrounding each of the Buddhas is the retinue of bodhisattvas.
Chuji ying na malupa tamje jarvataka kaan. Chuji ying malupa tamje jarva sanje je kaan. Kande mungo re. Mutor kande re. Tetar. Kondo kheba tetar. Kondo do. Jikinje dorje keteng do. Jikinje kanje dorje tanga nyambe sanje tang. Te sanje re la sanju sembe so tang. So jo kovar samba te yendo. Chuying. Chuji ying.
So, within a single atom scope, as many Buddhas rest as there are atoms, and each of them encircled by his heirs, each of such as these throughout the reaches of phenomena, devotedly I contemplate as filled with victorious ones. So one develops the conviction in one's meditation that the entirety of space, anywhere within the reaches of all phenomena, is filled with atoms within which there are as many Buddha realms as there are atoms in the entirety of the limitless expanse. And around each of these single Buddhas is a retinue of bodhisattvas, and for all of them, then, one opens one's mind devotedly for all of them.
Tāl sōmbā ngā kī sāntarvā nī, tētā ngā kpā mēsē jāntsō nām, yāng kī yēnlā jāmsū drākūyīn jī, jārvā kūyīn jī yīn tīn rāb jō chīn, dēvar kī kpā tām jī dāk tō kī sāvā sōngtē.
So then the third main subdivision of this expanded explanation is the one dealing with the prostration through speech, which is described in the words of the text. In praise of these and of their oceans inexhaustible, all sounds rise up in symphony, melodious in nuance, through which I give expression to all victors' qualities and sing the praises of all those who found the path to bliss.
Teda sijita karre. Teda sijita yeji yordo. Yeji yordo dorje gitinda durni je tangda nyambe sanje tang. Sanje rere la sanje sembe so ju korwa. Tenda u gom yorwa. Yeji yordo chetar sepe sanje teda la aze.
So then the first two words of the text, dedak, these, refers to the fact that the praises being talked about here are for all of these, as described in the meditation just explained, for all of these Buddhas which are present in countless numbers, numbers as equal to the number of atoms in the universe, present within each atom and surrounded by a retinue of bodhisattvas. So it is for them.
Ngāpa te tōpare. Ta ngāpa tāng. Jāva sētāng jēpa nāmla tōjē ngāpa te tsor jētā gōni tōjē ngāpa yīnkhē na mēzē jāmsō nām. Sāngjē tāng sāngjū sēmpa nām jī yuñtīng mēzē pa dzōdō mē pa jāmsō tāv lā tēne ngā.
And so the word ngatva here is synonymous with the word praise, and towards what is it that's being praised here are the what is called their oceans inexhaustible, referring to the qualities. All of the positive qualities of the Buddhas, which because of their vastness and because of the fact that they have no end, are referred to as an inexhaustible ocean. So the praise that is being offered is for them and refers to the ocean of their inexhaustible qualities.
Yangji na jamsu dakunje ta tepa mha pa se be chot kar re tepa mha pa se be chot de yangji na jamsu yangji na jamsu yangji na jamsu tar pad me ba chot de
Then the next line, which says, all sounds rise up in symphony, melodious in nuance, refers to the way in which the praise is offered. So this praise is offered in a symphony, or the Tibetan word is ocean, referring to a limitless expanse or an extremely vast array of the various branches of melody, or the various types of melodious sounds, And this includes all sounds. So it's all sounds in their ocean of various melodic nuances. And it is through all of these sounds that one praises, or that the praise is rendered.
Jerva kunji yindin rab jo chen. Yang ji yina jam su ta ngakpa kap so jerva kunji. Sanje tam je je kosong tok ji yindin rab to jepe yang re jo chen. Devar hekpa tam je dagato. Devar hekpa zokpa sanje tam je dake to. Siddhi ta ngakpa goni to paam sansama.
So then, using all sounds as the medium of praise, I give expression to all victors' qualities, and this refers to that using all sounds in all of their variety as the medium of praise, one describes or gives expression to all of the qualities of body, speech, and mind of all victorious ones, and praises all of those who have found the path, the passage into bliss. And this then constitutes the prostration through speech.
Dene yang sanga ki dorji tepi choga kapsu yang choyepa tan toyepa tuzu kapsu choyepa lamo sanje machapa trotin choyepa parwa tang toyepa choyepa mikpa zoya yorawa parcherten.
No. So one finds in the practices of the Mantrayana, in the ritual practices, points at which one visualizes the offering goddesses as making offerings to the limitless numbers of Buddhas in a very similar way to the ways explained here. The way to practice this then is through chanting this verse again and again, and while chanting the verse. So then today Rinpoche has given an elaborate explanation of the from among the seven branches of the practice, the first being the prostrations.